you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey everybody, it's Matt from Sci-Fi Wire. It's been a few weeks since Who Won the Week went on its vacation, but just because we haven't been popping up in your feed these past few Fridays, doesn't mean we haven't been hard at work. It's no secret we're all going through a little bit of a transition, but between all this social distancing and working from home, there's so much more time for content, and that's where we come in. Who Won the Week is coming back with more celebrity guests, more hot takes, and most importantly, more episodes every week. We're still a few days away, but we'll be back before you know it. But to hold you over until then, we've got a super special interview with Jonah Ray, who you may know from Mystery Science Theater 3000. He sat down with Sci-Fi Wire's own Ryan Britt to talk about his role in Hulu's Into the Dark, Pooka Lives. Check it out.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Pooka Lives, Into the Dark, that comes out tonight.
It's out right now, yeah.
Like any normal person, I watched it at like 8 a.m. in the morning while my daughter was still asleep.
You know, that's the best time to watch a horror movie, is when the sun's creeping up and there's no danger or fear.
That's right. So I wondered, like, I like this character. I like this guy. I hate to say it, that I see myself in him a little bit. But I feel like that he's this clueless house husband who maybe swallows marbles off screen. Is he like a reverse version of you?
No, there's a lot of Matt in me. Just you know, there's the, of course, the not, I don't really believe in a lot of mysticism or supernatural stuff. I'm pretty into reality, so that was fun. But then the need, and I think it's something that I've always noticed about myself, the need to kind of belong or be a part of a community is something I think Matt does with a lot of this stuff, like, you know, keeping up with like current trends and YouTube stuff. That's like, I think what's, he's just trying to, you know, reconnect because he doesn't really have a lot of friends anymore.
Is there any internet trend that in real life you're embarrassed that you have done?
Yeah. I mean, like any hashtag game on Twitter.
Right.
I always feel a little dirty every single time I join in on some revelry, that's, you know, been being caked upon the internet world, or just like everyone's doing, you know, five movies and five friends, or, you know, like some kind of pun game. I always feel a little bit of shame when I do that stuff.
I like that you said you feel dirty. I feel like your character doesn't feel dirty, even though he helps to cause like a monster to come to life, though.
He doesn't, unwittingly does it, of course, because he doesn't think it's real. And I mean, that's almost the kind of most dangerous person, as we're seeing in these situations, is someone that doesn't heed the advice of people smarter than him, you know, and then ends up making things worse for everybody. Just, you know, Matt is truly one of the people that would have gone partying in Florida on spring break.
So I wonder, like, you're a guy who I've been listening to on podcasts for a long time, and you know a thing or two about internet culture and how things can get spread. Do you feel like that, like, the message of this thing, I mean, it's obviously pretty tongue in cheek.
You know, the internet is, it's not a good or bad place. It just reflects, you know, what we put into it, and, you know, it's everything. So as if we focus on the bad, you know, I had a bad day on the internet when I was announced as the new star of Mystery Science Theater on Netflix. Like, you know, that was a bad day because I chose to focus on people that told me I was going to ruin their favorite show. My attention went towards the negative. And there were people saying very positive things, but for some reason, focused on the negative. And then it's just kind of what we look into it. I could have just ignored it, but I interacted with the negativity, and then it caused, you know, more negativity. And then on the other side of that, when people were complaining about the last season of Game of Thrones not being good, I referred to them as dorks and it became 3 days of my life to these people attacking me. Because all I said was that, like, I don't know, it's been a good ride. It doesn't matter that at the end of the drive, we got a flat tire and then the theme park wasn't open.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels very quaint that people were upset about that this time last year.
Yeah, I know.
feels like a funny thing to be upset about right now. But yeah, I mean, I want to dig into that a little bit, because for the record, I love you in the Mystery Science Theater reboot continuation.
Thanks.
I thought you were great in it. I was a huge fan of the old show. We're about the same age, so I feel like that our approach to the material is like, you got to do it. I got to watch you do it. So I loved you in that. Yeah. But I wanted to dig into that for a second. I was just talking to like the showrunner of the new Star Trek show, Michael Chabon, and he was saying the same thing, that like he could easily get sucked into like the toxic things online, but that the good things are there too. Because by the time you did Mystery Science Theater, in theory, you would have known better, right? Like, you've been online and doing podcasts and stuff, right? Like, you would have known better. You've been around for a while. You know the internet. Yeah. In some ways, with Nerdist, you helped create it. So I wondered, like, what are ways that you look for the positive things online?
A big part of it was, and, you know, it's like a lot of people, and I don't say this to garner sympathy, but I, you know, I've always struggled with low self-esteem, and I know I put myself out there and I should be ready for the good, the bad, whatever comes with that choice that I've made. When someone says something bad about you and it hurts, it's because you think that about yourself to an extent. And you attacking them is almost, for saying something bad about you and to focus on that, is almost a way to do the thing where that you should be doing to yourself when you say negative things about yourself. And it's an impulse of just like, I'll tell you why you're wrong. You know, and I should be doing that to myself, some lame ass daily affirmations. You know, I don't. And so a thing that actually was a big turn was when I was announced for MST. Yeah, you're right. I should have known better. I know how I remember, you know, people being angry at me after an episode of The Nerdist when I, told Matt that he shouldn't press charges if they find the guy that stole the bike that he got back. And, you know, it was an odd thing where I was like, yeah, he's just a kid, you know, let him. It's like, you got your bike back. No, you know, no harm, no foul. It's like, there was some stress, but it's done. Don't ruin this kid's life. Be that as it may, like, it's like, you know, people were just like, you idiot. Like, it's like, you know, I got lambasted for trying to show some compassion. So you're right. Like, I should have known better. I had dealt with it a bunch. The thing that helped me turn around was Isaac Asquith. He was the guy who ran the campaign, the Kickstarter for Mystery Science Theater 3000. And this guy, the day it was announced, he's like, hey, how's it going? Are you excited? You got announced? I was like, yeah, you know. He's got some of these dicks telling me I'm going to ruin their favorite show, which was crazy to me because that would mean I'm going to ruin my favorite show, which is something that I would,
right.
would be devastated to even think that was possible. It was scary and it kind of was just a bad day on the internet, you know, and he turned it around. You're not responding to the people who are saying positive things, you know, and that's where the low self-esteem comes. And I go, they're wrong. They shouldn't like me. And so he's like, here's something that might, I'm going to tell you this from, you know, as like almost kind of your boss in this moment, because he's running this campaign and I'm a part of that campaign. And he says, you can respond to someone being negative only after you've responded to three other people who are saying something positive. And then all of a sudden through saying positive things to three people in a row, I was able to like respond to someone saying something negative in a positive way. And it would kind of like diffuse their anger or their hatred or their skepticism about what I might do to, you know, this beloved franchise. And so that was a big turning point for me.
That's great. So in a way, the new Into the Dark, the Pooka Lives, is like this weird catharsis then of things that you've actually dealt with.
And it's like the idea of my character too, like just not taking it seriously and then being, mauled by it. Essentially, you know, try not to be surprised about these things that you, you know, might dismiss off the bat.
Did you and Felicia Day get to talk about MST3K? Was it cool to be back together?
Yeah, you know, we've actually, because we didn't really ever work on the same day too much when we were making Mystery Science Theater, you know, there was, you know, kind of two different writers' rooms, you know, just to kind of get the writing done. Everyone's kind of tossing the stuff back and forth. And so we didn't really get to work in the writers' rooms together. And we didn't get to really shoot on the same days because of the way just the show is set up. You know, we're doing block shooting. And so we didn't really get to have too much of a rapport or interaction. You know, we really got to know each other more when we started doing conventions together. You know, we would have our tables next to each other. And so in between lulls of her gigantic lines to sign stuff and my, you know, sporadic, a guy that looks exactly like me coming to tell me that he likes me. In the conventions, we ended up having, you know, a good time just hanging out and getting to know each other. And we really were able to bring that a ton to playing a married couple on this, on Puka Lives together. So it was so nice to be able to kind of actually be in scenes with Felicia and bring a lot of our real world dynamic as friends into the relationship between Matt and Molly.
Yeah, you guys seem pretty realistic as a couple in this, I gotta say. It's a very recognizable relationship. My favorite line from you in this is, "It's a giant monster rat, get into the pantry." I guess that's two lines. were there any alternate takes of that? Like, where did that line is so great.
I think the original line, was Big Bad Mickey Mouse or something like that. When it's like, you know, when you're scared, you're not like clearly thinking and you're just trying to, it's all like first draft thoughts. And so for me, like that's the thing, that's the only thing that Matt can think of to like comfort, just like big monster rat. Like, it's just a dumb thing then, but that's all it really, he couldn't even think of a more clever way of saying that. And so it just comes out as this dumb thing. And then the impulse just to hide and stow away. And so the thing he's looking at is the pantry. So it's like the idea that like you get real dumb when you're scared, and when you're frantic, you're not thinking things through. And the idea of like, it's like, it's closed in, we'll be safe there. That's what I liked about it. But I like that. Just like the dumbness of just, yeah, big bear, right. Get in the pantry. Just like all these stupid impulses that end up, you know, being more dangerous for you in the end.
I found myself so relieved and thrilled to be able to watch something like this while I'm, you know, sheltering in place. Why do you think that we are so comforted by horror in times of crisis?
Horror for me has always been a comfort since I was a kid. And it's because mainly it's a nightmare that you know is going to end. It's a scary reality that you can turn off if you want. It's this, you know, situational fear that isn't real in the end. And so it's almost kind of nice to just have this vacation of this world where you're just like, oh, that's scary. Okay. And then it's done. It's the, you know, the idea of the roller coaster. It's scary when you're doing it, but you know, it's going to end soon. And that's comforting. I think the idea that even though it's a messed up situation in any kind of horror movie, and I mean, that's what made all the Romero movies so dire, is that like they didn't really, you know, give you an ending. You're just like, oh, it just keeps on getting worse. And so the idea that that horror movies, they end, and that's kind of what makes them okay. Like right now, we don't know when this is going to end, how it's going to get worse, if it's going to get better. And that's it's not knowing is the scariest thing. And with horror, you know, in 90 minutes, you're free.
That's great. That's awesome, Jonah. Well, I don't have anything else for you. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to see what you do next, and can't wait to tell everybody to watch this movie.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, I'm glad you liked it. And, you know, with this one, I wasn't so much trying to go for an everyman thing, but a hairy man. That's what I was trying to do. I was just trying to do you.
I think you did it. I think you pulled it off.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Awesome job, Ryan. And thanks for coming on, Jonah. Well, that does it for today's bonus episode of Who Won the Week. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, subscribe to Sci-Fi Wire's Who Won the Week Wire from Home Edition to stay up to date on everything happening in the upcoming weeks in Geek. So listen long and prosper. No, that's bad. Live long and podcast. Oh, that's no good. Anyway, just hang in, geek out, and we'll see you back here real soon.